So welcome back to part three of the Heart series and today five. Now, when we left off yesterday, I was talking about this idea of wanting people to be a certain way, thinking they should be a certain way, rather than simply allowing them to be who they are and as they are. Now, this is a big ask for most of us, you know, simply to live life that way. But when we do allow people to be themselves, then things start to free up a little bit in relationships because we're no longer trying to control things. We're no longer looking at it just from our point of view. We're allowing a little bit more space into the situation, into the relationship. And what that does, that enables not only the other person to be themselves, but it allows things to be as they are, rather than what we want them to be. And ultimately that means that our mind is a lot more free. We're no longer kind of resisting the reality as it is. Now that doesn't mean that we're necessarily going to like everybody as they are. In fact, for sure we won't. And that's okay. We don't have to like everybody. Having this unconditional, unrestrained sense of happiness or kindness or love for another person, that doesn't really have much to do with liking somebody else. It doesn't have much to do with liking how they speak, their actions, the way they look or anything like that. It's recognizing that they're another human being, recognizing that in the same way that we don't like being unhappy, that we like being happy, in just the same way they experience life in that way. So this just sort of recognizing this shared, unconditional sense of happiness or kindness is where we're coming from with this particular practice. So with that in mind, just take a moment to set yourself up to get comfortable. And when you're ready, starting with some deep breaths, in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as the body exhales now, noticing how the muscles soften a little bit. Just closing the eyes and just shifting your attention to the other physical senses as you become more aware of the space around you. And then when you're ready, just bringing the attention back to the body now. Back to the physical sensations, just checking in with the body, noticing what's comfortable, what's not, as you scan down from head to toe. Remembering to notice any particularly strong emotions that might be around at the moment. As always, just being clear in your motivation and also clear in how having a more altruistic motivation not only benefits those around you, but how it also benefits your own mind, benefits your meditation, how it makes the mind softer, more open, more flexible. And now, just shifting the attention onto the breath. And just allowing the mind to rest there for the next couple of minutes. And as you follow the breath, just beginning the visualization, just enjoying that increasing sense of space, clarity, happiness, and calm in the body and mind. So having done that for yourself now, bringing to mind the person that you admire, that you respect, and watching as they get to experience the exact same process. And when they couldn't look any happier, letting that image dissolve, bringing to mind the next person, somebody who you care for very deeply. Again, when you see the person looking very relaxed, very calm, really as content as you can imagine, just letting that image go and bring to mind the third person, so person you don't know so well, but recognizing that they want to be happy every bit as much as you. Again, just watching as that visualization unfolds. And when it looks as though they're as comfortable, relaxed and content as they can be, you can just let go of that image. In fact, let go of any focus at all and just allow the mind to be free. And then just gently bringing the attention back to the body, back to the physical senses, whichever are most obvious, whether it's the contact with the body on the chair, on the floor, whether it's sounds, maybe even tastes left in the mouth, whatever it is. Just bringing the mind into the senses, opening your eyes in your own time, looking for that seamless transition. Meditation to post-meditation. Carrying that awareness with you. Clear about how you actually feel in this moment. And with a very definite intention to be present as you go through the day today. And to bring about, to remind yourself of that quality of mind, that sense of happiness and of kindness. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair. So, as you go through the day today, remember, you're still looking for those opportunities to imagine the people around you, you care about, imagining them being happy and content, reminding yourself of what that feels like when you share that sense of happiness with others. But at the same time, noticing those moments where there's a conflict, a sense of conflict or resistance, where you're not able to want another person to be happy. Really be as attentive as you can with this. It might just be somebody you're passing on the street who you've never even seen before, and yet there's some kind of resistance. Maybe it's the way they look at you. Maybe it's something they say. It can be anything at all. Or it might be somebody very involved in your life, someone you're very close with, when emotion perhaps colours your perspective and no longer allows you to be in touch with that sense of being. Remember that the kind of contentment, the underlying unconditional sense of love or kindness that we're talking about here isn't a fleeting state of mind. Sometimes it can be coloured by these fleeting emotions, but that doesn't mean it goes anywhere. Remember the idea of the blue sky. It's always there. It's an innate quality. It's just sometimes we lose sight of it when we get overwhelmed or distracted by sort of thoughts or difficult emotions. So just looking for those moments where how we want the world to be and how the world actually is are in conflict, and notice how that affects your ability to enjoy and experience a sense of happiness for yourself and also to share that with others. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 6 of part 3.